VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. airstrikes killed 35 al-Shabaab terrorists in central Somalia on Sunday. A statement from the U.S. Africa Command released Monday said the attack was carried out in the Heron region as the fighters were transitioning between locations in a rural area to mass their forces. The U.S. has stepped up airstrikes against al-Shabaab since the start of the year. Also, on Monday earlier, Somali officials said al-Shabaab militants had shot and killed 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu. VOA Somali reported that 6 women and 3 men were killed. The victims were cleaning the streets in Lafula, west of the capital, when the militants appeared and just started shooting. The militants don't want people to clean the streets because they use the garbage, trees, and undergrowth to disguise improvised explosive devices. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, the architect of the nuclear deal with 6 world powers, unexpectedly announced his resignation Monday, saying he is sorry for his, quote, inability to continue. In a message on Instagram, he said he wished for the Iranian people to be happy and worthy. He said, many thanks for the generosity of the dear and brave people of Iran and its authorities over the past 67 months. I sincerely apologize for the inability to continue serving and for all the shortcomings during my service. He gave no reason for quitting and said there has been no reaction from President Hassan Rouhani. President Trump headed Monday for Hanoi, Vietnam, for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. On Twitter, voicing the hope that he would reach agreement on details of Kim's promise to denuclearize his country. This is VOA News. President Trump said Monday that an American oil worker held captive for 18 months in the Middle East has been released and reunited with his wife and children. Trump praised the United Arab Emirates for helping to free Danny Burch, who was abducted by unidentified gunmen on a busy street in Sana'a, the war-torn Yemeni capital, in September 2017. Burch was later taken to Oman in January 2018, accompanied by a Houthi negotiator. There were no immediate details on the release. Burch is in his mid-60s. He was working as an engineer at a Yemeni oil company at the time of his abduction, which was carried out in broad daylight. Hundreds of women and children boarded trucks and evacuated the final piece of land in Syria that is still held by the Islamic State. It happened Monday. Observers on the ground outside the village of Baghouz said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. The Lima Group said Monday it has, quote, serious and credible threats against the life of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Diplomats from 10 Lima Group countries meeting in Bogota said Monday they will hold Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro responsible if anything happens to Guaido or his family. Guaido heads Venezuela's National Assembly. He used his authority to invoke the Constitution to declare Maduro's leadership illegitimate because of election fraud and declare himself interim president. The United States was the first to recognize Guaido as president, followed by about 50 other countries. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was in Bogota for Monday's Lima Group meetings. He announced sanctions against 4 Venezuelan state governors who back Maduro. The United States and China are eyeing a summit between their two leaders to finalize a trade deal and avoid an escalation of trade tensions. Former officials of the U.S. and experts, however, are skeptical as to whether a trade deal would solve China's predatory economic policies in the long term. They warn a trade deal may only provide temporary relief. On Monday, President Trump was optimistic that a deal with China could be reached. He said he plans to hold a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping to finalize details. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.